Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you wonder why that Paul could say such a wonderful thing. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the reason he could say that. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. What did he bless us with? All spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You ever stop to think what some of these must be? That's the whole thing. All spiritual blessings belongs to us, whether we know it or not, according to the Word of God. Blessed be. Think about what Paul's saying there. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. People read that, it don't mean nothing to them. What are they? Well, number one is salvation. Salvation is a free gift. Anybody on this earth can come to Jesus and ask Jesus to be their Lord and Savior, and how many of you will he turn away? None. It's a free gift, but if you're not willing to ask him for it, guess how many people can die and go to hell? All of you can. It is a free gift. It is a spiritual blessing that's been given to the world. Any of us can come to Christ and receive that. Then there's another one. Healing is yours. It is a spiritual gift. It is a spiritual blessing. It is yours. And I'm going to elaborate on that just a little bit. In Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, the Lord clearly said, as far as healing is concerned, in Isaiah 53, 4, he said, he bore all your pain. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That's in the atonement. In fact, I got real tickled the other day after I read this Matthew 8:17. Matthew 8:17 is a confirmation of Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Matthew 8:17 says, himself, Jesus, bore your sickness and removed your disease. Now, if Jesus bore your sickness and removed your disease to confirm what was written in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, that with his stripes you're healed, and then in 1 Peter 2:24, he says the same thing, that with the stripes of Jesus, he said, now walk holy before me. See, now there's a requirement. Most people go around saying, yeah, I know with the stripes of Jesus I'm healed. And I said, well, are you sinning? Well, only a little. Only a little. Nor you better stop sinning a little. You better stop sinning, because if you sin just a little, anything that's not of faith or anything that's not of righteousness is sin. And anything that's not of righteousness or anything that's not of faith, if it's sin, and if sin opens the door for the devil to come in, then the devil's going to come in and make you sick. So you can't sin a little. You can't sin at all. And you must get away from the mindset that I'm a sinner. I'm an old wicked sinner. I hear people in the church all the time that are going to pray and say, well, I'm just an old wicked sinner. I said, there ain't no use me and you praying together, because you're not going to get anything from God. As long as you think you're an old wicked sinner, I said, forget it. Ain't no use to come into God's presence with that kind of confession. But when you say, Lord, I want to thank you that I used to be a wicked sinner. I want to thank you that I come into the kingdom, and now then I'm the righteousness of God in Christ because what you did. So, Lord, since I'm the righteousness of God in Christ and I am walking holy before you, now then, Lord, I'm coming into your throne room and I have some requests and I want to praise you and thank you for your answers. He says, yes, my son, my daughter, what can I do for you? When you realize who you are in Christ, your authority, and what you can do, you stop confessing I'm an old sinner. Now, yes, you might have used to been an old sinner, but when you come to Christ, he washed you. He cleaned you up. He made you the righteousness of God in Christ. He made you a child of His and gave you all these spiritual blessings that we're going to list and name. So don't you think it's time we start acting like children of the King? I mean, not like that kid that's out there on the street that don't know who he is, that's running up and down the street stealing and everything, because he has no father. We have a Father in heaven that promised us in His Word to take care of everything we need. He said, if we'll walk holy before Him, He said, anything you put your hands to, I'll make it prosper for you. Isn't that what He said, JC? So, if you walk holy before Him, walk in obedience to His Word, do what He says, read His Word, worship Him and praise Him, I guarantee if you start claiming the promises and the benefits of God, you'll never have any lack in your life. He will meet all of your needs. He promises it in His Word. I will have to say that there's times that when you're put to the test, people will say, you're crazy. And of course, as many of you know the story of my granddaughter, whenever I stood on the promises of God for her, you got to remember that you have to stand, just like we're going to talk about today. But there was a lady asked me a question this week about my granddaughter. I taught over at the Full Gospel Businessmen's meeting last month. And I told the story, a part of the story, about my granddaughter. And there was a couple there that had a little child that needed to be healed. And so they were trying to stand by faith. And somebody came along and said, you know, that story you heard about that little girl, said, I'm that father's uncle. And said, that's a lie. I said, that little girl's a vegetable. And so I asked Toby, my son-in-law, this week, after the lady called me and said, Thurman, you know who this man is? I said, no, I don't know him. I never heard of him. So I asked Toby if he knew him. He said, yeah, he's my uncle. And I said, well, why is he making this statement? He told somebody that Caitlin was a vegetable. He said, well, I don't know. He said he only come to the hospital once, of the day or two after it happened, and he saw her laying there and said, I've never heard of him since. Said he hadn't called or nothing. So he said, in fact, he hasn't even communicated with my mother. Oh, I think it was his mother's brother, or anyway, one of the family, whichever one it was. He was really interested in what was going on with Caitlin, because he came one time, never seen her since, and the only time he saw her was when she was laying there in the hospital, you know, immobile, tore all to pieces. And so you can understand, a man that's not a man of God, a man that does not serve God, a man that heard the doctor say, she'll die or she'll be a vegetable. What does most people believe? The doctor. We don't believe God's word. So that's average. That's even Christians. Most Christians today will, 99.9% of the Christians will believe the diagnosis of the doctor instead of the report of the Lord. That's just the way it is. I used to be the same way. But not anymore. Not anymore. That's in my past. So when I walk into a room knowing these promises after teaching the Word of God all these years in a healing school and seeing the King do all these wonderful healings and things that He does, I'm going to believe Him. So when I walk into a room with my little granddaughter with her face tore all to pieces where she hit the seat in front of her at 140 miles an hour, her skull fractured in five places, her brain stem severed, her brain disconnected from her eyes, her little chest is so crushed, she's bleeding out her eyes, her ears, her nose, and her mouth. Her right knee is crushed, and her left leg's broken in two places. And when the doctor says, I'm sorry, sir, it's over for Caitlin. What does the average person believe? The doctor. And so immediately, you fall to tears and say, start telling everybody, my baby's going to die. The doctor said so. So guess what she does? She dies. But I said, no, I'm not going to receive that report. I said, the Word of God made me promises, and the King can't lie. He's exalted His Word above all of His names, and the Word of God's forever settled in heaven. So I said, since He made me the promise, I'm going to guarantee you that little girl's going to run and play again. And everybody, including my Christian brothers and sisters, said, now, wait a minute, Thurman. Wait a minute. Look at her. I said, I don't go by what I see. I only go by what's written in the Word of God. My authority on earth as a Christian is He's given me all spiritual blessings. Everything already belongs to me. They're in my toy box. All I got to do is reach in there and get one. They're full. It's full to overflowing, running out of the top. And we're going to talk about many of these today. I said, so with the promises that's in that toy box that God gave me, I said, there's no way my little girl is going to die. She's not only going to live, that little girl's going to run and play and declare the glory of God. And of course, as I stood on the word, but it didn't happen overnight. It took several months for all of it to come to pass. I had her out of ICU in 1 month with no surgeries or nothing. Not a doctor put a knife on her. I would not let a doctor put a knife on her. Of course, they didn't really want to because they thought she was going to die anyway. So that's why I really didn't catch any flack from the doctors. You know, if the doctors thought she was going to live and they said, we got to do surgery on the right knee, they would have done surgery. In fact, the doctor told me whenever she lived, after they pulled her breathing tubes out of her, when they said, we know she's going to die because her brainstem severed. So there's nothing to tell her from the brain to tell her to breathe. So they said, we know she's going to die. I said, she's not going to die. Guarantee that little girl's going to live and play because the God I serve, he put that brain together. He can put it back together. So I said, there ain't no problem. Now, I'm confessing this with no doubt in a room full of doctors and nurses that's getting ready to pull the tubes, knowing this is the greatest fool they ever seen in their life. In fact, Dr. Davis, I'll just say that on television, on the TV, even on the tape. Dr. Davis said, Mr. Scrivener, you are the only man I have ever seen that absolutely refuses to accept reality. That was her exact words. I told her, I said, ma'am, she's a precious Christian lady. I told her, I said, ma'am, you've trained yourself with your five physical senses. You've never stepped into the realm of faith. I said, now the Word of God makes me promises. I'm going to guarantee you as a lung specialist, when they pull the tubes out of Caitlin, she's going to breathe over that machine on her own, and she's going to cough. I guarantee it because God made me the promise. They said, no way. I said, pull the tubes and see the glory of God. And I just backed up and said, go ahead and see the glory of God. Well, they pulled the tubes. And instead of dying, she breathed 2 points over the machine and started coughing. And the doctor was just blown away. Well, this morning, I won't tell you all that story since I'm going to teach on the believer authority. But this morning at 7 o'clock, when that little 5-year-old, she was 3 then, that little 5-year-old girl come busting into my room at 7 o'clock, jumped up into bed with me, and wanted granddaddy, jumped all over me, began to hug me and kiss me and everything, said, granddaddy, I want some breakfast.
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid if you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, or if you'll contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the Believer's Authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.